The Sayings of Lao Tzu. Exploring the profound teachings of one of China's most important philosophers and learning how his sayings can be seen as the gateway to all mysteries. Episode 79, Game Theory. I'm Bob Jones. And in this podcast series, we're going to immerse ourselves in Lao Tzu's wisdom, which is gathered together as the Tao Te Ching, and learn how his sayings provided a roadmap, not just for his contemporaries, but also how relevant they are for our lives today. Verse 79. If you try to reconcile major grievances, they are bound to be remnants of grievances. If you repay grievance with kindness, what good could that do?
是以圣人执左契，而不责于人。有德思契，无德思彻。Therefore,
the sage keeps the receipt, but does not press the debtor. Those who have de are like the creditor. Those who do not have de are like the debt collector.
天道无亲，常与善人。The
way of heaven is impartial, but it stays consistently with good people. In this verse, Lao Tzu is offering us some advice on conflict resolution. Lao Tzu doesn't like conflict, and his teachings show us that he would do everything in his means to avoid it. But he also recognizes human nature and that conflict sometimes happens. And that's all conflict, whether that be wars or disagreements or broken promises or reneged deals. In the first stanza, he poses a question. Grievances are hard to bury, but if you meet grievance with kindness, the problem won't go away. The issues that caused the conflict will breed and fester despite the peacemaking. Pride will be hurt, distrust will grow. His advice is to always bear the conflict in mind, keep the receipt, and pay lip service to it. Face it, but magnanimously walk away. Take the issue of reparations after war as an example. The winning side could continue to hold the loser to account and pursue them for payment. But this would cause antagonism and perhaps war would flare up again. Or the winner could simply smile and write off the debt. The loser would see there is nothing to lose from further war. Better to be magnanimous and allow the debt to be paid in the loser's own time. But certainly, don't forget the debt. Here, we are once again straying into game theory territory. True resolution of conflict allows both sides to win. There's no reason for there to be a winner and a loser, as this could create further conflict down the line. Heaven's way is impartial, says Lao Tzu in the final two lines. Neither side should gain unfair advantage over the other. The English translations of the Tao Te Ching and some of the explanations of those verses quoted in this podcast come from the book Thus Spoke Lao Tzu, a new translation with commentaries. Our special thanks go to the writer of this book, Charles Q. Wu, and the publisher, the Foreign Language Teaching and Research Press. This is Bob Jones. Thanks for listening. Join me again next time. This has been a China Plus podcast. If you've enjoyed the show, please give us a rating and be sure to subscribe wherever you listen. If you have any questions or feedback, please feel free to contact us via email at podcast@cri.com.cn or find us on Twitter, China Plus Pods.